for legal information and not legal advice. Listen to Law Talk. Oh, listen to Law Talk.
Medina, a single woman eager to find a lifelong partner, voices her woes about her difficulty in finding a mate to her co-worker, Sonia.
I've been alone for so long. I wish it were easier to find a mate and settle down.
You should try online dating. A few of my friends have had a lot of success. One even married the man she met online. You should try it.
Really? It sounds complicated.
It's easy. Just fill out the online form and you'll be on your way.
Well, maybe I'll give it a try then.
The next day, Medina tells Sonia she signed up.
I signed up for the site called NetMate.
Great. Did the site guarantee you'd find a mate?
Yes. The site said NetMates promised perfect matches and guaranteed that customers would find a mate within a year or else they would receive a full refund.
That sounds very promising. How much did you pay?
The site had a link offering the option of joining for $9 a month. I clicked and filled in my credit card information, but then the final payment page stated that membership was $108 for 12 months. I only wanted to pay monthly, but no option existed.
Well, what did you do?
I ended up clicking the accept button. I'm a little worried I may have done something wrong.
I'm sure everything will be fine. Anyway, you will find a new mate soon.
Unfortunately for Medina, she missed the small print at the bottom of NetMate's page that stated membership was subject to a one-time $380 administrative fee. Medina started to use the service, creating a username and password. 1 month later, she received a $488 bill, which also had a $47 account activity charge for time spent logged on to the site. Medina looked at her bill in absolute shock.
This is outrageous! Had I known it would have been so expensive, I would have never signed up. I want to complain to NetMates, but there's no contact info on this bill or on their site. Come to think of it, I never even received a contract. I'm through with NetMates. I want my money back.
Every year, through internet arrangements similar to what Medina experienced, consumers are defrauded of millions of dollars. Consumers are protected by a patchwork of legislation, federally by the Competition Act and Criminal Code, and provincially by the Consumer Protection Act 2002. Scammers may face fines or imprisonment. However, enforcing these statutory provisions can be challenging, given that scammers often employ high-tech software and can be located anywhere in the world. The best approach to defend against fraudulent practices is prevention. Here's what you need to know to protect yourself online. Medina fell victim to an online scam by entering what Ontario's Consumer Protection Act calls an internet agreement. These agreements are subject to the unfair practices protections under the Act, which allows for rescission within 1 year if the purchaser is misled, forced to sign under duress, is sold a product they cannot afford, or is under a disability which does not allow them to enter into this contract. A consumer agreement is not binding on the consumer if the agreement is not made in accordance with the Act. The Act requires internet agreements to disclose all charges and details pertaining to the contract. It must provide the express opportunity to accept or decline the agreement and to correct any errors immediately before entering into it.
Additionally, all internet agreements must be made available to the consumer in a way that allows the consumer access to the information, the ability to retain and print the information, and must be in the form of a written copy of the agreement. If these three conditions are not met, the consumer may cancel the agreement 7 days after receiving a copy of the agreement. If the consumer is not supplied with a written copy of the agreement within 15 days of entering into the agreement, the consumer may cancel the agreement up to 30 days from the date of entering into the contract. While being proactive is the best approach to prevention, there are steps you can take if you do become a victim of an internet scam. First, report the scam immediately to your bank and credit card companies. Next, report to the local police or the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre. Additionally, you can file a complaint with the Ministry of Consumer Services, the ministry responsible for administering the Consumer Protection Act, or, in extreme situations, consider commencing a civil lawsuit. For more information, contact the Consumer Protection Branch of the Ministry of Consumer Services at 416-326-8800 or 1-800-889-9768.
You can also contact the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center at www.phonebusters.ca.
Law Talk is a co-production of Community Law School Sarnia Lambden, Community Legal Services, and Pro Bono Students Canada at Western University. The information is accurate as of October 2012 and is not legal advice.
For legal information and not legal advice, listen to Law Talk.